Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Hey, I know last week on Sportsline, we were promoting young people officiating. We had a junior in high school that was officiating junior high volleyball. That was Kennedy DeBailey. And we're going to stay with that theme this weekend, and we're going to bring back a great name. We remember the Zunkle family, specifically Paul Zunkle. He was the oldest of the boys, now a junior at Illinois Wesleyan, and we see some of the IHSA postseason assignments for high school wrestling, and we see the name Paul Zunkle. Is that you, Paul Zunkle, officiating IHSA wrestling?
Yes, sir, I am. It's been going well.
So tell us a little bit about how kind of you got involved in this profession.
Right, absolutely. So I've been obviously growing up in Toledo, been wrestling, big wrestling football town, been wrestling playing all my life. We moved up to McHenry my summer of eighth grade year. So I was about, I think, 13, 14, and been wrestling there. And my sophomore year, I injured myself wrestling. I dislocated my knee, had a big surgery. And then the next year, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew football was my main sport. I wanted to stick with that. But, you know, talking with, you know, coaches at McHenry and officials around that area, decided to get into officiating. So I've been an official since my junior year of high school. Now I'm a junior in college. So this is about to be done with my fifth year of officiating high school, junior high, and IKWF wrestling.
Yeah. So in terms of kind of getting involved, was it a situation where, it's nice kids have a part-time job while they're in high school or college and you get paid, but you know, you mentioned your interest in wrestling. Is it something where you feel I really still want to be a part of the sport and I can do that by officiating?
Yes, absolutely. My coach at the time at McHenry, Coach Guadalupe Benny, he was my 0 hour strength coach. And I was just like, coach, I don't know what I want to do. I want to be involved, but I don't know if my knee can take it, things like that. And he's like, well, get you up there. Mike Kirkus, who's another known name official in the sport. And I started shadowing him and then decided to get my, you know, license. It's a very good opportunity because you're seeing, you know, different guys, different coaches, and, you know, you're giving back to the sport of wrestling. You know, I couldn't, you know, give back that last year as of high school to wrestling, but I could give that officiating aspect and help out, you know, with the youth of the sport growing.
So you're a junior at Illinois Wesleyan. That school is located in Bloomington. Tell us, so how busy do you stay with your wrestling schedule then officiating?
So I'm very busy. Coming down as a freshman, didn't know much people, but Dan Fulcher down here, he got me involved with officiating, and he's been a state official for a long time, and he has signs. But, you know, right now I'm working, you know, 4 to 5 dates a week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday type deal, where Saturdays are more the tournaments and during the nights kind of the duels, and Sunday we have the kids tournament. But, you know, I'm staying busy, staying diligent. I love working, you know, always on your toes.
And then you said when you first started, you were shadowing an official. So how important do you think that is in part of the process? Because I know when I was talking to this young lady from Orion last week, you know, she explained, hey, they don't just give you the whistle here and say, hey, go out and, you know, officiate this volleyball match. You know, they pair you with somebody and there's a learning curve. You're not in it on your own. Can you kind of explain how that worked for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So just starting off at any level of IHSA officiating any sport, you do like a rules interpretation, rules review, where there's different rules interpreters we have. So you kind of start out maybe late October, mid-October, you're going to go, you know, what is wrestling at the start? You know, as a wrestler, you think, oh, you know, okay, that's a takedown, that's that. But there's so many more, much more rules that go into it. So they really, you know, hone down and explain to us what, like, you know, certain calls are and why we call it that way and, you know, how to look presentable, things like that. So once you go through that phase, especially in your first few years, you're going to be, you know, most of the time paired up with an older official, experienced official. So like mine was Mike Kirkus from McHenry. And, you know, I just kind of go shadow. It was just, he was officiating. He's talking through some of these calls, why it's that way, why it's two, why it's not two. You know, do I have a lost control? Do I have stalling? And, you know, really explaining that, because if you just throw yourself, you know, out there, okay, you know, you're just an official, you know, here, go officiate a match. You know, you don't really have that experience from those upper level officials or experienced officials. So by starting with, you know, being with those experienced guys, you know, you're now talking to yourself, why do I have two in this situation? Why do I have this call? And it plays a, you know, vital role, not only in your, how you're brought up, but I'm sure the nice lady who officiates from Orion, the volleyball, you know, you gotta be a sponge your first few years. You know, you're always asking questions. Why is it called this way? Well, if I have this move, you know, when do I have the two or the near fall? You know, it's just many situations and you always got to ask questions because you want to be, for me personally, and I hope that's the state of officials in Illinois, you always want to be 100% correct. I know we're not always 100% correct, but that's how we work up and, you know, talk to assigners and rules interpreters and different things like that.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you have to accept, that you're not going to be perfect and you're not going to get every call right. I think most veteran officials agree with that assessment. So, you know, we talk about staying close to the sport that you love. That's a big part of it, right? But, you know, the other neat thing, and I know all officials, the good ones, they say, hey, I don't do it to get paid. But it is nice that you get paid for something you love. So there may be some, you know, youngsters out there listening that may be like you that are junior in high school now, and they're hearing you. And they say, hey, man, officiating high school wrestling or whatever the sport may be, This is something that I'm really interested in doing. So if you're doing, you know, maybe four nights or, you know, four or five events a week, you're getting some nice income as a college student, I would think. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, even guys in high school now, around the Bloomington area, we have obviously have a bunch of normal schools. The Sunday kids tournaments, which is through IKWF USA Wrestling. You know, obviously they're wrestling all week, so they can't commit to that. But the Sundays, you know, they're there, you know, wanting to give back to the sport. And they're, you know, you're walking by, hey, how you doing? You know, it's just like, hey, I love this. You know, this is fun, you know. And you get the chance to talk to them and be like, hey, you know, why'd you call this call? Or why'd you make that call? This is why. Okay, great, you know. And then you're just, especially with the experienced officials that are on those Sundays kids tournaments, you know, they're like, okay, maybe if we fix your technique here. So even that little, maybe one day a week commitment that you do makes a whole lot of impact to the sport of wrestling and working up not only in, you know, your officiating world, but obviously the income world, you know?
Yeah. So I'm just curious. So because some people out there listen and say, well, ask him what he gonna get paid. So like, give me, and you don't have to name schools, but for example, say if you do a big high school invite on a Saturday, what's kind of the going rate for that?
Probably a couple hundred to maybe for bigger tournaments, 300. Wow. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a very, you know, fortunate thing going. And, you know, as you work up in those higher levels, you know, it's just, you know, the money's more because you're working harder. Officiating's hard, especially, you know, wrestling. You're up, down, you're doing, I mean, one ref even told me, you know, you've probably done a couple thousand burpees this season, you know, getting down, looking up for pins and whatnot. I was like, oh yeah, that, you know, that's true. And, you know, you're getting a good workout, but you're also getting paid well for what you do.
All right. So the one great thing for a kid that's only been doing it for 5 years, and I was tipped off to this, your dad, who of course, former head football coach and athletic director at Mercer County, said, Paulie's going to be officiating where the Mercer County Golden Eagles are at in postseason wrestling. So is this your first postseason assignment wrestling, or have you done that before? And just, you know, I know you probably don't know many of the kids anymore, but it's still kind of a cool situation that you're going to be doing some IHSA postseason. What about that?
Right. Absolutely. So I had my first, so wrestling goes regional, sectionals, state for individual wise. And I got my first regional assignment 3 years ago. I was up at El Paso for that regional. And then this year I'm at Gibson City. And then I received my first boys sectional this year. And that will be at Olympia, where not only Mercer County will be, but, you know, 40, 45 other teams there. So, you know, fortunate enough to get those, you know, assignments. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. You got to be that sponge. You got to soak up this information. You got to be communicative with coaches, you know, wrestlers, you know, things like that. You can't just step on the mat and, you know, just kind of have this, you know, attitude with you. You got to be, you know, welcoming, you know, if kid has locked hands, you know, explain to him why he has locked hands, or if coach brings you to the table, you always be respectful. It's different things like that, which helps you work up.
Have you kind of gained a new appreciation then for the profession? Because it's one thing when you're a competitor, right? And you're a student athlete competing on the mat. And maybe you don't think about, well, you know, this guy's got a job to do. He's officiating, but now you have that lens on. So, I mean, is that something in terms of, I don't know, looking at how you kind of assess the job of official? I'm sure your probably opinion has changed a little bit now that you're in the thing, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you kind of, you know, when you're wrestling or different things, I remember, you know, I wrestled at the IESA state in my eighth grade year. And, you know, I was kind of bitter after a certain match because I didn't really appreciate the call the official made. And, you know, going back and watching the video a few years ago when I got into officiating, I was like, you know what, that's a great call. Because as a wrestler, you want to win every match. You want this to go your way, you know, every time. But, it's not. That's the thing about it. You know, officials, they have a hard job because especially when you're by yourself without an assistant, you know, are we in, are we out for a takedown, near fall, situations like that. But, you know, just appreciating those officials and what they do. And, you know, it's a hard task, but, you know, executing and, you know, working hard is just, I mean, you go so far. I mean, you start, you know, as a wrestler and you're like, oh, you know, whatever. Maybe you don't like a certain, you know, coach or team or official you're against. You're like, oh, I got to do this, whatnot. But, you know, it comes down to you against the other person, green versus red. You know, the official's just there to make the correct calls. And, you know, you appreciate so much of what the officials you used to have and then now have and now you're working with for my personal thing. It's just, you know, it's a very good, you know, opportunity. And, yes, to answer your question, I'm much more appreciative of the officials than I have been in the past when I was just a wrestler.
Yeah, and I know that's a tough job. There's no question about it because I sit and stand sometimes and I hear, you know, usually the loudest people are sometimes the most educated and uneducated in terms of interpreting, you know, what the right call is in any sport. And then coaching is tough too, you know. And did you pick anything up from your dad? You know, he's a coach. So you have to deal with a lot of different things in that profession too. How much do you think maybe that helped you a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, growing up being on the sideline as a ball boy for the Golden Eagles, you know, not seeing him yell too much. Obviously, you know, yelling and being, you know, constructive criticism to those kids and athletes who are out there. But, you know, he's not always running over the official, rah, 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 rah. You know, focus on the next play, focus on this and that. And I think, you know, within the sport of wrestling, you know, we're down officials the last few years. This year we have, I think, 516 registered officials across the state. And then pre-COVID, about, you know, late in the 2010s, we were like in the 900s. So the officiating rate was down for a bit. Now we're kind of seeing it go back up. But coaches play a big role in that. You know, it's just, if you're starting out for your first time and you're uncertain of how to do a certain call or different things, you know, instead of just barking from the corner, be coach brings you to the table, you know, hey, buddy, I know you're new, you know, maybe this should be the way it's called or that. And then, you know, right away, you know, after that meet, duel, tournament, whatever, you can go in your rules book and, you know, dive into that. But I mean, even from watching the, you know, Eagles grow up, and I think it was more directed at the players rather than the officials, because again, they're just there to officiate. They're not, you know, they're not the quarterback. They're not throwing the pass, you know. Focus on your players, your wrestlers, your athletes. And, you know, that really, one, helps grow the sport. And two, it really, you know, eases some of that, you know, internal stress or anxiety that officials may have when they're having certain teams and groups.
All right. Speaking with Paul Zunkel, of course, his father, the former football coach and athletic director here, Nat Zunkel, and Paulie Jr. now at Illinois Wesleyan. So he moved from Aledo after his seventh grade year. So this is how we can end it, Paul Zunkel. And again, great example, right? A great example here for youngsters to get involved in officiating any sport. This kid that loved wrestling, he's officiating wrestling. Started 5 years ago. That's impressive. Already assigned to a sectional as a junior in college. Way to go, Paul Zunkel. So I was going to ask you then, so when you look at kind of your professional development in this sport and officiating it, It was, you know, when you look at a certain call or something, and I guess maybe the better question is, what kind of rule do you think most general fans, now, you know, wrestling can be a complicated sport for a lot of people who don't watch it all the time, right? So what do you think is the, just in your 5 years of doing this, kind of the most misinterpreted rule from a fan standpoint, do you think?
Me, I would say probably stalling. You know, stalling has been more talked about in the last few years. More, we're pushing towards a new, you know, if the wrestler's not working, you know, obviously, you know, he could be stalling, but because we want that wrestling to stay in the center, we want action in. We don't want, you know, stoppage every time, because one, it makes the matches longer, which makes the tournament longer, and the duels. So stalling is really, you know, advanced. And, you know, obviously you were saying fans, coaches, you know, I push for them. I am 100% behind them to know those certain rules of stalling, or, you know, why certain things are called, because stalling is one, a judgment call. So it's completely up to the ref's judgment. And, you know, two, it's going to help that sport. The two wrestlers, obviously red and green, just kind of going after it in the center rather than, you know, backing out of bounds or certain things that we may see.
All right. Well, man, I loved it when the Zunkle boys were running up and down the sideline as youngsters with their dad coaching. And I just remember how nervous Paulie's uncle would make me get so nervous, because he'd always bite his fingernails on the sideline next to his dad. So I love that. And I know Luke and Will are so beloved as well in this town. I always remember seeing him at the Fenton Park pool back in the day too. Paulie, great, man. Great talking to you. And it's so awesome you're doing this. And I know some of our wrestling fans may be headed to the Olympia sectional. They'll say that, I think I recognize that guy. And now you'll know it's Paulie's uncle from Aledo back in the day. It's great talking to you, Paul. Keep up the good work officiating, and good luck with your final 2 years at Illinois Wesleyan.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Again, Paul's uncle. Great to see him. Great to talk with him. Again, grew up in Aledo, now at Illinois Wesleyan. And you're listening to WRMJ.